And I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, PatriotsRelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, November 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate it. Cliff Tellini, oh, stop talking about the potential for snow this weekend. He said it's still harvest time. Well, brother, sorry, but it's raining out there right now, and if you haven't gotten it off yet, you may not be getting it off until spring. I'm just saying. So, yeah, absolutely. It is coming. That's the forecast. It's all going to depend on this Arctic air that's coming down from Canada. They're saying that according to the high-pressure, low-pressure systems, that it could dip down into all of Michigan, even downstate. Detroit area is going to get, you know, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches down there. So, you know, if Detroit gets 1 or 2, we're usually, you know, getting 6 to 12. Usually 6 times what they get down there. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's actually, I think, probably something that we have got to be prepared for because of the changing of the season. Last year, we didn't have a real strong winter, not a lot of snow. Well, they're saying we're going to definitely pay for it this year. That is the forecast. Yesterday's quote of the day came from Senator Jeff Irwin. He's a communist Democrat there from, I forget, is he Ann Arbor, Jeff Irwin? I think he is. Member of the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee, addressing fellow Senator Jim Runstedt, chair of the Michigan Republican Party, after Runstedt complained that Irwin's comments had become lengthy. The response by Irwin, Senator Runstedt, you make more comments than anyone else here in this committee. And I personally give you the latitude to make those comments because I believe in truth in advertising and I want everyone to know what you and your party stand for. So, kind of interesting. Very, very interesting response back and forth between Runstedt and Irwin. And again, because Jim Runstedt finishing off his last term as a state senator is the current chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Kind of interesting. Well, the couple that was connected to the former speaker, Lee Chatfield. He was former House Speaker Lee Chatfield's chief of staff, Rob Menard, pleaded guilty yesterday to 2 felonies under an agreement that will keep him out of jail if he successfully completes probation. Robert Menard, who was chief of staff for former House Speaker Lee Chatfield, pleaded guilty in Ingham County Circuit Court to filing a false tax return and larceny by false pretenses of a value of at least $20,000, but less than $50,000. Which carries penalties up to 5 years, up to for the one offense and up to 15 years for the other. Well, Judge James Jamo asked Menard about his pleading. Excuse me. I'm going to back this sentence up. Asked Menard about his pleading. And Menard said, guilty, Your Honor. Menard declined to speak to reporters following the 23-minute hearing in Lansing, but his attorney, Robert Harrison, said the criminal probe and subsequent charges have been terribly disruptive series of events, both for his client and his wife. His wife, of course, last week, I announced, had entered into a plea deal. Harrison, the attorney, said, it's finally good to simply get this over with. Now, under the plea deal, the Attorney General, the Attorney General's office will dismiss 7 felonies, including conducting a criminal enterprise and conspiracy to commit a crime. The agreement, which is known as a Killebrew Agreement, calls for Menard to receive a 3-year probation sentence with 6 months in jail, but the jail term will be held in abeyance and will only kick in if Menard fails to perform his probation requirements. A Killebrew plea based on Michigan Supreme Court ruling People versus Killebrew is a conditional guilty plea that allows a defendant to withdraw a plea if the judge's sentence doesn't meet the terms of the agreement between the defense and the prosecution. Now, the plea deal is very similar to the one his wife, Ann Menard, Chatfield's former director of external affairs, who pleaded guilty in October to filing a false tax return and the same embezzlement of less than $20,000. The Menards couple's plea deals also call for them to testify against Lee Chatfield and his wife, Stephanie Chatfield, who have both been charged with felonies, including embezzlement. Their trial has been set for September 21st, 2026. Wow. Nothing like a speedy trial by your peers, huh? Well, anyway, Rob Menard used his personal social media account to highlight criminal sexual conduct charges the Attorney General is pursuing. However, in another post, he listed the name Lee Chatfield along with those of acknowledged rapists Larry Nassar and Robert Anderson. When asked what type of information, if any, Robert Menard said he had about the former speaker, it could be important at trial. His attorney stepped in and said he didn't think he would answer that question because he doesn't know what has already been publicly made available. And Menard's sentencing hearing is for December 3rd. Robert Menard's is set for December 17th. So that's all we have as an update on that story. And my source of it was MERS News Service in Lansing. House adopts a resolution urging the U.S. Senate to open the government. The House adopted a resolution yesterday that calls on the United States Senate Democrats to agree to a deal that would open the federal government and fund critical programs like air traffic controllers, salaries, and the SNAP food stamp program. The resolution comes at a time that a federal judge in Rhode Island ordered the Trump administration to fully fund the SNAP program. Well, here in Michigan, House Resolution 214, offered by Speaker Matt Hall, urges the U.S. Senate to immediately pass a clean continuing resolution to end the federal government shutdown, which is now entering its 36th day. He said the original plan was to work with the state Senate on a concurrent resolution. However, since they weren't here this week, we, the Republicans in the House, felt it necessary to take action. Hall said in a press conference, we need U.S. Senator Elisa Slutkin and our U.S. Senator Gary Peters to vote to reopen the government. State Representatives Jamie Green of Richmond, Jennifer Wirtz of Quincy, Jamie Thompson of Brownstown, Jay DeBoyer of Clay, each gave floor speeches calling on the Michigan U.S. Senators to vote yes on the next vote to pass the continuing resolution. Representative McDonald gave a floor speech stating that the federal government is a Republican trifecta. Therefore, they are responsible for the solution. Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Communist Democrat from Canton, said, anytime you're in the majority, you're blaming the minority for something not happening in the chamber. I think that is total failure. Okay, let's stop right there and analyze that statement. The only reason the majority of the U.S. senators who are Republicans can't pass the continuing resolution to open up the federal government is because of their stupid, absolutely stupid filibuster rule. This is a gentleman's agreement. I forget how long it's been in existence. I think almost close to 100 years that the U.S. Senate has this gentleman agreement. And why do I keep saying gentleman's agreement? Because back when it started, there was no women in the U.S. Senate. It was all men. It was the good old boys club. And what they came up with is that they needed a 60 vote count to allow any bill to avoid a filibuster. You all remember the movie Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? Well, guess what? They don't have to do that anymore, unless you want to. But you got to get 60 votes to avoid a filibuster to allow the bill to go forward. President Trump is saying, end this stupid filibuster rule. We'll talk about why they're not wanting to do it. And Donald Trump is saying, I don't care, do it anyway. And let's get this federal government back open. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Do you know why they started this stupid filibuster rule? Because of when the other party is going to be in power. That's basically the justification of it. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is not willing to end the filibuster rule and allow bills to go forward with a simple majority vote to avoid a filibuster. Oh, no, no. We got to get a few on the other side to join us. 60 votes required to allow a bill to be discussed and voted on to move forward. If you don't have 60 votes, it could be potentially filibustered. So what they're worried about, if the Republicans in control of the Senate right now, with the Republican president and a small Republican majority in the House, waive the filibuster rule and set that precedent. Well, the Republicans did it in 2025 to open the government back up. They're afraid that if and when the Democrats take back control, majority of the U.S. Senate, that they'll use this precedent of waiving the filibuster rule by the Republicans as their ability to justify doing it in the future. It's been a long-standing, quote-unquote, tradition. A tradition? It's not an actual rule of the Senate. This is a gentleman's handshake. Well, President Trump is saying, you know what? If they ever get the Senate majority back again, they're going to waive the filibuster rule, the Democrats are, and start ramming through whatever they want. So why don't you guys, Republicans, do it now? Take credit of opening the federal government back up. Fully fund all of the federal government. SNAP programs, pay to our law enforcement, pay to military, pay to the air traffic controllers, and get us back open. And oh, by the way, while you're at it, go ahead and pass all my appointments. All of the appointments of judges and other positions that President Trump doesn't have yet. Folks, he took office on January 20th. A week from this coming Thursday will be November 20th. It's almost a year before he's going to get his judges and before he gets his other appointments fulfilled. That's unacceptable. Let's get to the point where elections have consequences. Because I'm going to predict something, and Trump's even said this. If the Republicans open the government by getting rid of the filibuster rule, we get all the airports back to normal operations. 100% of all our scheduled flights. Air traffic controllers are being paid. Military is being paid. They can take credit for it in next year's election. In addition to getting all of Trump's judges appointed, well, guess what? They will start ruling in his favor of all the things he wants to do. Right now, this week, the United States Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the president's ability to put tariffs on foreign countries without congressional approval. Why? Because they're arguing it's a tax on the American people. And only Congress can tax the people. Tariffs are not a tax on the American people, you idiots. It is a tax on other countries who want to bring their products here and openly compete for other countries making those same products, including the United States. And guess what? The American people can decide, do they want to buy China's products that are being tariffed now at 147%? Oh, wait a minute. That's right. He met with President Xi of China, and guess what? Because of that 100% additional tariff, China stood down. We'll give you access to rare earth minerals, and we'll agree to buy 25 million metric tons of soybeans immediately. We won't buy them from other countries. We'll do what we promised to do in our last agreement that we reneged on. It was only because of the threat of that 100% tariff that Trump was able to get them to agree. So now the United States Supreme Court, because they've been taking this through the court process, is hearing oral arguments, and they don't even understand it is not a tax on the American people. Therefore, Congress doesn't have to approve Donald Trump using tariffs. And the other thing they don't understand is our history. When our founding fathers created our United States Constitution to fund the federal government in Washington, D.C., how did they fund it? Tariffs. Why? Because the 16th Amendment hadn't passed yet. That didn't come until 1913 when we created the Internal Revenue Service. Tariffs on foreign countries' products coming into America is how we paid for Washington, you idiots. You don't even understand your history. And you're a United States Supreme Court justice? Unbelievable. I think if they rule against President Trump, they'll tell him, thank you for your opinion, but I'm going to keep doing tariffs. Won't be the first time. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula.